Summer Fun Nights, which is now in its 11th year, is challenging the negative connotations that have surrounded Bonfire Night. Liam O'Rourke is one of the organisers, and he told Red FM News that Farranry is a different area on Bonfire Night since the event began.
Compared to 10 years ago, just be drinking, things like that, but now it's fun, especially with kids. So kids are learning, they have to look after their own area. You have more events, there's more people from the community coming in and help volunteering. People are taking pride in their areas, so compared to the fires we used to have years ago, with the clean up and everything afterwards.
Mary Sheehy of Cork City Partnership and organiser Lisa Barry says there's a range of activities for children who are now learning from a young age that Bonfire Night is a family friendly event and not an event to disrupt the community.
There's going to be face painting for children, there's going to be a sand pit for smallies like toddlers, there's a few bouncy castles, sports like penalty shootouts, there's also an arts and crafts tin.
Brings everyone in the community together. With the old ones they were drinking and it wasn't good. It wasn't. I know at the moment it's happy. They come to enjoy themselves.
16-year-old Luke O'Rourke will be attending the event and says most of his peers are getting involved.
I think it's better because, like, when there's fires, more people are probably going to get hurt. Most of them are over here helping me, like on different stations and all that.
The event recently won a National Irish Pride of Place Award for its impact and transformation on what was a night that many locals feared. However, a high Garda presence will be seen on the night, and anyone planning to attend bonfires are encouraged to only attend authorised official ones. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Farranry.